So what have you done? What have you done? What sin have you committed? What mistake have you made? What lie have you told? What person have you hurt? We all have these things. You see, God's given us free will, and in that freedom, we often miss the mark, which is what the word sin means. And today we think for just a moment about this wonderful concept of God's grace, God's undiluted, uncompromising, undeserved gift of love to you and to me in spite of our sin. Last week we noted that God is a God who stoops into the midst of the mess and the muck of human experience with His grace, His undeserved love for you and for me. Today we're reminded that He stoops in order to forgive us as a part of His divine plan to bring us back to Himself. But we have to acknowledge first what we need to be forgiven for. So what have you done? You may try to keep it a secret, but God knows. And it may be yesterday or years ago, but you know. And so we acknowledge, as the Scripture reminds us, that God is a God of forgiveness. For in the Scripture, Jesus has dinner with a Pharisee. And into this open courtyard where people often would come, this guest, this uninvited guest, who was a prostitute, just comes up to Jesus and in great affection weeps. Her tears touch His feet. She dries His feet with her hair. She takes oil and places it on His body. Acts of great affection and love. And Jesus says of her, as the Pharisee says, "But she's a prostitute. She's a bad girl." Jesus says, "She is forgiven." So what have you done? Of what do you need forgiveness? You see, a part of the communion liturgy has been that we have confessed our sin. And when we do, this God of amazing grace, this stooping, forgiving God, forgives your sin. Wipes it clean. Says, "Start over with me." And so today I hope you have indeed in your mind acknowledged and confessed what it is that you have done that has broken God's heart and hurt another person, and that you truly understand that God forgives you, wipes the slate clean, invites you to start over. That's grace. You don't deserve it, but it's there. And while I hesitate to use other words than my own sometimes in talking about this, I must share with you in our brief time now a video which will bring you both laughter and a tear, and which will remind you what Jesus did on the cross and how and why it is that you are forgiven. Let's watch it together.
Grace is God's unmerited favor for us, His crazy love. And the truth is, many times we struggle understanding it. If you find yourself struggling to understand God's grace, don't beat yourself up. Even the disciples struggle with understanding grace.
"Jesus, is that you? You're alive? I can't believe you're alive. Okay, I was in the vault and I wasn't catching any fish, okay? But I heard this voice and the voice said, cast your net to the other side. And so I'm thinking, I'm a fisherman, I know what I'm doing, but I don't want to catch any fish, you know? And so I throw that net over there and then I'm gagging the fish up into that net and I'm going, this is a total miracle. Who could have done that? I need to know who told me to throw the net to the other side. And boom, I look up and I mean, there is you. You're looking at me on the seashore going, it is I, the Lord, and you're alive. I can't believe you're alive. Awesome. Andrew, get out of the boat. Come on.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Yes, I love you. I love you. You're alive. This is so great.
Good. Feed my sheep.
Andrew, get out of the boat. Come on, man. It's him.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
I I love you. Yes. And I'm so sorry about that rooster clucking. I had no idea what that meant, but I do now. I'm better for it, all right? Come
in. Let's be my chance.
Andrew, I'm smiling, but I'm serious. Come on, get out of the boat. It's him.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Jesus, mere words cannot describe the passion that I have for you. I love you. You know everything. I love you.
Good. Good. Then feed my sheep.
I didn't even know your livestock. That is so like you, though. There's something new about you all the time. That's what I love about you.
Peter.
Yeah.
Do you remember the morning the ladies went to the tomb?
Yeah. We're all in the upper room trying to figure out what to do next, you know, because we thought you were dead. You know, you were dead, you know. We're trying to figure all that out, you know. And Mary comes running up, and Mary's like saying, beehive. And I'm thinking, I'm allergic to bees. I can't imagine. You know what I'm saying? But as she kept getting closer, I heard her correctly. She was saying, he's alive. And we're going, who's alive? And she said, she was at the tomb, and the tomb was empty, and she said that there was an angel there. And the angel said, go tell the disciples of Peter that everything is okay, he's risen. And so, me and John, we hightail it down there, and if John says he beat me, he's totally lying, all right? I beat him, FYI, all right, you know? But we get down there, and I'm looking in that tomb, and there it is. It is empty. There's nothing in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what does this mean? And John is right there. John is so good at words. He should write a book. He is so good at words. And John said, don't you get it, Peter? This is everything Jesus said he was going to do. And you did it. And it's done. Let's go. This is so great.
Wait. The angel said what?
Go tell the disciples and Peter that everything is okay. He is risen. You've risen. Let's go.
He said what?
Go tell the disciples and Peter. You said my name. Why did you say my name?
Peter, that's grace.
No, I don't deserve that, because that night people kept coming up to me asking me if I belonged to you, if I was with you, and I kept denying you left and right, all right? No, it'll take me my whole life to make up for what I did. It was unforgivable for what I did.
What I did on the cross was meant to take what is unforgivable and make it forgivable. That's my grace. It's not about you. It's always about me. That's grace, Peter.
And it's that grace that is given to you. You are forgiven.